This is our Be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I have a question for you. Are you worshiping in spirit and in truth? I'm asking this question because I'm reflecting on the exchange between Jesus and the Samaritan woman at the well. Initially, this woman thought Jesus was a prophet, so she began to ask him many questions. One of the questions she asked him was why the Jews insisted that Jerusalem was the only place to worship, while Samaritans claimed the only place to worship was Mount Gerizim, where their ancestors had worshiped. And Jesus began to explain to her that a time was coming where it would no longer matter whether you worshiped here or there, because true believers worship the Father in truth and in spirit. And after reading that passage, I began to reflect on my own practices and experiences. And I recognize that sometimes we can size people up in very petty ways. In fact, I've been to some churches where a person's worship is determined by their dress. But what Jesus teaches us in this passage is that that's all immaterial to him. He's more interested that when we do come to worship, we do so in truth and in spirit. So the next time we're getting into our mode to worship, let us be reminded of these words. For God is spirit, so those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. John 4:24. Share this Be moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, wherever you worship, whenever you worship, let it be in truth and in spirit.